This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is 7:03. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. We've got Mike Johnson here. Bo Morgan probably about to gross us out with Ludacris' rider, but hang tight for that. Of course, Dylan, he is armed behind the glass with a top five Tuesday list. We will hear that. It's 7:40 today. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Cereal is the top five Tuesday, Dylan, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I'm nervous for you, man.
I'm stoked.
There's just a couple that you can't leave out. And I'm nervous.
We'll see.
We all know that Frosted Mini Wheats is his number one. I mean, it just there's no doubt about it.
Is it?
It
is
has it? To be.
Oh, gosh.
I can see the look on his face.
No comment.
How'd you know that?
No comment.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure how you got that statement that you just said on the look on my face, but no comment.
You do know plain oat cereal, right?
I do know oatmeal is not a cereal.
All right.
Even though you know, some maybe depending on what demographic you go to, some people call oatmeal hot cereal. I do not consider oatmeal cereal. So yes.
You know, cornflakes. Not frosted.
Yeah, you need Tony the Tiger on that box.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got Wheaties on there.
We will see.
Who do you take me for?
I don't know.
Wow, Wheaties?
You're a guy that said, I'm going to have fast food desserts, and it was all like vanilla ice cream, basically. Just different versions of vanilla ice cream. So that's who I thank you for. Vanilla taste buds.
You really put, wow. I mean, I don't even know if you can consider liking Wheaties having vanilla taste buds or just bland taste buds.
All right, hang on to this debate until 7:40 because that's when we'll get your top five list and we'll see if Bo is accurate on any of his beliefs of your top five cereal list. And we are going to talk about the top five battles to watch at Falcons training camp. But Bo, you did secure the Ludacris rider. And I'm like, half like, no, I don't want to know.
So it's like a $65,000 rider,
okay.
And it was 93K day. I don't know why I just kept calling it 90K day. It's just been so long. But he had they had to do a dinner for 10 people with grilled chicken, wings, pasta, all kinds of stuff, right? But some of the outliers, and I'm not going to read all of them, but one of which was a Crest-Spin rechargeable tube in the Crest toothpaste.
Okay.
Six Hanes large white T-shirts. Just an odd thing.
All right.
The box of Trojan Magnums that I mentioned earlier, the Ecstasy brand. Two candles, gardenia scent. Two bottles of Belvedere. So
it's about to get weird.
Two bottles of two bottles of Patron. Two packs of AA and AAA batteries because, well, you know, maybe it goes with the Magnums. I don't know.
Oh, no, Bo.
Two cases of Snapple, which is a weird thing, and a small secret deodorant, which I guess Luda wears women's deodorant, or it's for the women that all the other products are for.
I was going to say, I don't think that's for Luda, but you know.
I don't know.
I mean?
We know. I mean, Harry Douglas wears women's deodorant, so it's very documented.
Freddie French Jr. also claims to wear women's deodorant. It's strong enough for a man.
But
woman.
But you know what? Women's deodorant does smell better than men's. I'd say that. Like, it just does. I mean, I have ran out. Hold on. Have you never been out of deodorant and used your wife's?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I have too. That's why I know it smells better.
But I wouldn't claim that it smelled better, no.
I think it smells better.
Good. It smells like a girl.
They're very distinct for the genders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think women smell better. So, I think it
depends on the mood you're in. You know, sometimes it's just like, you know, sometimes you want something savory. Sometimes you want something sweet. Sometimes you want to smell like a little bit more manly. Sometimes you want to smell a little bit more frilly.
Well, no, hold on.
Bro.
First off.
No.
Hold on. You're taking.
We don't need to go any further.
No, hold on.
It's going in a bad direction.
We do, because you're taking this somewhere I'm not. All I'm saying is if you open two deodorants, the women's is going to smell better than the men's. I'm not saying for me. I'm just saying in general, women smell better than men. I think that's kind of out there, all right? So women's deodorant smells better than men's if you've ever smelled the two. I have. Women smells better.
If you put them in candle scents, you would pick up the one that's women's and take it to your home versus the one that smells like the dude's deodorant.
Yeah,
yes.
Unless... whatever Dylan's talking about is how you view life. I don't know.
I'm just saying, I think both smell good. I just think they have two different smells that sometimes you want to smell something more
savory.
The other day. So,
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I would always rather smell a woman than a man. That's just me. But anyways, let's move on.
Let's talk about some other dudes we'll be smelling on Thursday. Whoa. Falcons training camp. We're all going to smell bad.
Hey, now. I don't know about you, but I'm going to smell great.
Okay, so let's talk about these top five battles that you guys are going to be keeping an eye on at Falcons training camp that the rest of us should keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, so one of them we didn't get to talk about earlier was kick returner. I don't really know what direction to go with kick returner. I think Jamal Agnew is listed there probably, you know, as the front runner for that competition, but you've had guys back there in the past that have done it. You have Ray McCloud who's returned kicks, you have Mike Hughes that has returned kicks, you have D. Alford that has returned kicks. And so I'll be curious to see what direction that goes. That one kind of seems up in the air. Jamal Agnew's been around in the NFL for a little bit. I know he's returned kicks, he's done some explosive things, but so have all the other guys. So we'll see where that one kind of ends. That was an honorable mention to me.
Didn't Billy Bowman return kicks at Oklahoma?
Yeah, and I think, yes, he did. I don't know how full-time it was. I think I remember reading that about Xavier Watts, too.
Because
if I'm not mistaken.
I only remember it being on Bowman, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't remember it.
Right.
I could see, first off, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm not sure if D. Alford makes the roster this year. I do think that he has a very good shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not, based on the way the season ended last year for him and if he can't recover from that. So I think Billy Bowman could be also in that spot for the kick returner. And I think Ray McCloud might be the front runner at this point with Jamal Agnew, them 2-1-2. They clearly brought Jamal Agnew in. But I just feel like he has to do enough in a position battle to win that job as well. I mean, right? I you just can't. The NFL, especially today, you just can't. For as specialized as it is at times, it's also the more you can do because of the limitations on a roster.
Yeah, and I think that there are some week in, week out things like that. But I think that, This is not to be taken as this to be the rule of thumb, but I remember Dominic Franks was just a returner when I was there. Just a returner. Eric Weems was your fifth wide receiver. He was pretty much just a returner.
Yeah, but Eric Weems did play, and he could block because he was a good blocking guy.
That's my thing. It's like you're going to have guys on the back end of the secondary roster like Kevin King who, yeah.
I don't disagree. I just think we listed a wide receiver battle, and we didn't once bring up Jamal Agnew. And I know he's kind of a hybrid guy, so I just wonder where he'll be, is what I'm saying. Because I think he kind of plays like a wide receiver running back type hybrid role, right?
Yes.
So.
Well, and I just looked it up. The kick returns for Billy Bowman, he returned nine in 2022 and three in 2024. So he's done it before, and that's what I thought. Like, he sprinkled it in. But, you know, that's always an upside if you are kind of between different people. And he is a recent draft pick, so maybe he gets the nod because he can do that. But I don't know that I look at him as a front runner. Moving on from that, though, I think the number five on the kind of – it was amazing to me how many of these spots on defense. Number five, I just had interior defensive line because we talked about it yesterday. I think everybody expects Rukurororo to get first shot. But you talk about those, like, three interior D-line positions. You can call whatever the defensive front you want. It's 4-3, 3-4, whatever it is. You got to have at least three guys that are going to play that kind of interior-type role inside, you know, lined up, head up to tackles, or in three techniques, B-gap defenders, A-gap defenders. Rook's going to probably be one of those guys. You know that David Onyemata, based on just a money thing, the fact that they brought him back. And, you know, then you look at a Zach Harrison or a Dorless or a number of other guys on the interior defensive line for the Atlanta Falcons. That's going to be a battle. That's one of that will be probably the first thing I look at when I get out to practice and the defense hits the field for 11-on-11 drills, is who is lined up at interior defensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for sure, just because of they clearly feel different about the interior defensive line than we do. A lot of people think that it's not done, but you've got Street, Arororo and Yamada, Laquel London, who's the guy we forget about, obviously Zach Harrison, TQ Graham,
Morgan Norless. Fox. I didn't even bring up Morgan Fox.
Yeah, Morgan, and so it does feel better. It just doesn't feel like they're as big as we want them to be. Because, I mean, the biggest guy on the two biggest guys as far as weight and size is Street at 6'2", 315, Onyemata at 6'4", 310, right? Yeah. I mean, and then it's TQ's at 6'4", 300, but there's no space eaters. I mean, we play teams. I mean, Eddie Goldman was a space eater.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, 100%. we played teams like Vita Vea, who is an advanced space eater. I'd like to say, because he, not only can he eat space, but he can also actually he can rush the passer if needed.
Eddie Goldman was a human tree stump. I mean, that's exactly what he was. He was a human tree stump. Like, you were probably going to hit him very hard, and he was probably not going to move very far.
And he still is. He's just one in Washington.
Yeah,
now.
I was going to say. And, you know, they kind of revamped things in Washington. That I really, and you know, that's another thing that I'll be looking to see. I'll be curious to see how much side-to-side movement this defensive front is doing this year. They don't look to me like a team that's going to be able to hold up in the run by just holding down the fort and taking on double teams. They're going to have to either two-gap, or they're going to have to, you know, kind of – Warren Sapp, what's my guy's name that was a defensive tackle down in Tampa that was from Oklahoma for years? He's my age. I can't remember his
name.
You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, he's on the NFL Network
dude,
now.
Yeah, he's wide three technique, ripping into the backfield, trying to create havoc, trying to create cutbacks. And you're going to have to play that style of defense if you're this defensive front, or else you are going to get moved off the ball. You mentioned it. No space eaters. And so when you look at, like I said, Gerald McCoy. When you look at Morgan Fox, when you look at Rook, when you look at Kentavious Street, when you look at all these guys, they're going to have to play violently side to side, and they're going to have to do multiple things. There are going to be some times where Rook might be lined up in an A-gap. There might be some times where, you know, Kentavious Street has to slide out to a head up five. I don't know. You know, it'll be curious to see kind of where they fall in terms of what they feel comfortable with this group.
How much of the height thing? Because, like, Rook is pretty much Gerald McCoy's size. I mean, 6'4", 300, 6'4", 295. I mean, they're pretty much the same. How much – is height really an advantage there? Because you want to be low, right?
Look, man.
You want to have leverage.
It's mass – leverage is length. Length is strength, they used to say. You know what I mean? That's why Zach Harrison has had so much success as a defensive end, but lining up in the B-gap, man, when you are that long – pause. You can do some good things on the interior defensive line.
Well, we are going to pause on this conversation for a moment. We'll pick it back up, though, getting you ready for Falcons training camp at 8:20 this morning. But coming up next, we're going to go in the huddle. There's a quarterback that's out for the 2025 season due to shoulder surgery. We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.